Life as We Know It with Tom Walton.
New phrases are constantly working their way into our language. Some depart almost as quickly as they arrived. Others linger. One relative newcomer is the expression, do the math, a slightly smarter way of saying, isn't it obvious? Well, not to me it isn't. Math has never been my strong suit. I'd rather play with words than numbers, especially words that are relatively obscure or fun to say. Here's a collection I pulled together with a big shout-out to the folks at Merriam-Webster for doing some of the heavy lifting, a.k.a. research. Let's start with the word groak, G-R-O-A-K. It's defined as the look your dog gives you when he's begging for scraps at the dinner table. This goes back to 1910 when writer P.J. Joyce described it in a book called English as We Speak It in Ireland. Opsimath. One who begins to learn late in life. A reference in an Australian newspaper in 1957 explained, an opsimath is a man who discovers, as he makes out his will, that he must also make provision for his Harris tweeds. Pot valiant. It's not what you think it is, but you're close. Pot valiant simply means you've consumed so much alcohol that you are filled with liquid courage, and your otherwise good judgment took a cab home without you an hour ago. Acnestus. You might assume this has something to do with unsightly facial growth, but that would be wrong. Acnestus is that one spot on your back that you can't reach when it itches. One of life's great annoyances if you live alone. Niterosity. The great Samuel Johnson, truly an all-pro as a lexicographer, defined niterosity as eructation with the taste of roast meat. You and I, far less sophisticated than Sam, would call it a meat burp. Vegetarians, you just don't know what you're missing. Anecdotage. A point late in one's life when stories from the past are spun with details that have the ring of truth, but might be embellished for the entertainment of others. Penny waiter. This is someone who steals a valuable piece of jewelry and leaves something worthless behind as a fake. Indiana Jones, I'm looking at you, dude. Ugsome, meaning frightful. This is one of those words, real or made up, that sound like their meaning. A little piece of onomatopoeia. Ugh. Macrology. A long and tedious talk. Who among us cannot relate? Especially people who've had to listen to me on Monday afternoons. Apricity. To quote Henry Cockerham in his English Dictionary, 1623, apricity is defined as the warmness of the sun in winter. How relevant is that in early February 2025? We still get one of those days occasionally, right? Hey, it could happen. Finally, I will leave you with this one. Lucocacioli. Don't know if I said it right and it doesn't matter. This one is traced back to 18th century poet Thomas Gray and means a preoccupation with trivial and insipid diversions. But before you mock it, consider this. It's what you are doing at this very moment.
Life as We Know It is written and hosted by Tom Walton and is a production of WGTE Public Media. Life as We Know It with Tom Walton can be heard on WGTE FM 91 every Monday afternoon during All Things Considered at 5:44 p.m. or hear past episodes at wgte.org/life.